much. I want to thank each and every person that made a night like tonight possible and special for us. My family enjoys traditions. I'm sure yours does as well, especially during Christmas. And one of the traditions that my family, Myers family in Iowa, enjoy each Christmas is decorating the house outside and inside with lights. How many of you put up lights outside and inside? I can't say as a kid, I always had the greatest attitude about the work that went into putting up the lights. It usually meant my whole Thanksgiving vacation was spent on getting the house decorated inside and outside. But I can say, after it was all said and done, and the attitude wore off, I really did appreciate it. I liked coming home and seeing our house lit up with lights each night and just so neatly decorated. And there was a neighborhood in my hometown that I grew up in that every house in several blocks would decorate their house with lights. And then they would line up all their sidewalks that joined together, and all their driveways, they did luminaries. And so it's just really special. Most of the town is a small rural town. On any given night during the Christmas holiday, cars upon cars upon cars would drive through and just see the beauty of these homes and sidewalks and driveways lit up. It's so, so pretty, especially when there was a snowfall like we've been given today. Just very, very, very pretty. Since being in Wheaton this Christmas, I can't tell you the smile that it brought to my face the first night I drove down historic downtown and every tree was lit. It just was like, this is home. You know, it's a piece of home that I cherished and here I can enjoy. My family, I've been trying to get them to go see different lights and displays that people put up. And you have those modernized things where you can turn your radio to a certain dial and then all the lights go with the music. And it's kind of special, a little tradition I'm trying to pass on. I know that the work is around the corner for me because this year my daughter said, "When can we have lights?" And so now I know next year will begin where I'm like the dad hollering from the attic to the kids, come and help me get this decoration stuff out and get this put up. It's almost like I can just hear my dad hollering for me right now in the attic there and just dreading the work but enjoying the result. When you think of the Christmas lights that we enjoy each year, when we think of these candles on our Advent wreath that are burning brightly here, and the candles and the glow sticks that we'll all light and hold together here to close our service off shortly, each and every one of these lights, they serve as another reminder to us of who we celebrate during Christmas, the light of the world. The Bible says when Jesus was born, that light has come into the world. 1 John 1:5 says that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And as you read the scriptures, specifically the New Testament and with Jesus' teachings, he puts a contrast out there for us to get our minds around just how significant and how important it is that he is the light of the world. A lot of times when Jesus teaches, especially about the subject of hell, he uses these two words to describe the lake of fire. Matthew chapter 25, he says that the lake of fire is as outer darkness. And that outer darkness, as you listen and read Jesus' teachings, is reserved for all those who reject the light of the world as their Savior. But our hope as Christians is this. Revelation 22 says that our eternal dwelling place that awaits us, all who have received Christ, that dwelling place has no need of sun or moon to shine on it. Why? Because the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. We are so dependent today on light. And there's coming a time where all these lights will not be necessary because we will be with the light. And we look forward to that day. Tonight, as we continue celebrating Christmas together, we remember that Jesus is the light of the world. He stepped down from heaven into darkness. And by doing so, he has offered to all who believe the greatest gift that could ever be received. It's the gift of life and light. In John 1:4, it says that in Christ was life, and the life was the light of men. And so just with our short time together, I would like to just share with you what you should do with the light of the world. First of all, let the light of Christ remove you from darkness. Let the light of Christ remove you from darkness. I'm not sure about you, but I personally cannot stand haunted houses. Some people enjoy those. They like the fright and all that goes with it. I can't stand those things. It is not fun to me to be in a place where I can't even see my hand in front of me. It's so dark. And when I was thinking about darkness and how Christ describes the lake of fire and thinking about just how uncomfortable I am in a haunted house like that, I got to thinking, boy, that is precisely what life is like without Christ. It's a life that's lost. It's a life that's lonely. It's a life where you're trapped and being crushed by the curse of sin. It's a life where you don't have true and clear and fulfilling purpose or meaning. A life where you're constantly afraid to die, where you don't have hope. And if that's where you would say you find yourself this evening, my friends, I encourage you to let the light of Christ draw you out of that darkness tonight. Let Christ give you life, give you light. And you can have life and light right now by turning from your sin and trusting in Jesus Christ to save you. And when you do so, and you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior, you receive the greatest gift that you could ever be given. You're going to see that Christmas is so much more than traveling to go see a silly guy that's large with a beard dressed in a red suit. Christmas is so much more than giving or receiving gifts. Christmas is all about celebrating the light of the world. So let the light of Christ remove you from darkness. Let the light of Christ expose your heart, secondly. The one thing that I wish I had in those unfortunate moments where friends coerced me to go into one of those houses, I wish I had a cell phone at those times. Because my cell phone and yours, if you have one, you have a small light on it. And that would have come in very nice and handy for those moments. You know, when you turn on a small light like that, it just chases the darkness away. It's a simple illustration to just teach that there's never a darkness so deep that cannot be overcome by light. That setup could have been so dark, and just a simple light from a cell phone would have changed it. The same thing as physically is as spiritually. There is never, ever darkness that's so deep in our hearts where the light of the world cannot chase it away. When you and I allow the light of the world, the light of Christ, to expose our hearts, we will realize truly how deceitful our heart is and desperately sick, in need of life and light. That's what happens when we allow him to expose our hearts. And so when the light of Christ uses the light of his word to expose your heart, please, friends, do not be the person that tries to push Jesus away from doing that, exposing your heart. Don't say, no thanks, Jesus, I'm doing fine. Thanks, but no thanks. Don't do that. Because oftentimes when you do that, you return to sin and darkness, and you're trying to hide that you're really not doing fine, and that you desperately do need hope and life and light. If you truly want to benefit all that Christmas was meant for you to benefit from, you have to let the light of Christ, the light of the Word, shine into the darkest corners of your heart and expose you and your desperate need for Him. And I know some of you, you're like, if I let the light of Christ and the light of the world do what you're just asking me to do, He's going to find some very ugly things in my heart that I'm ashamed of, and I'm afraid I'm going to be condemned for. I know you feel that because I felt the same way. But that's not what happened when I finally surrendered and submitted and let the light of the Word expose my heart. Instead, I found just the opposite. I thought I was going to get condemnation. This is what I got. Love. John 3:16, God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. But God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. So let the light of Christ expose your hearts. And lastly, let the light of Christ chase away the darkness. The good news from the Scriptures is this. God gives us hope in the light of the world. There is no darkness in any human heart that cannot be penetrated and changed by the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no place where the light of Christ cannot go. There is no sin in your life that cannot be overwhelmed by grace and forgiveness. There is no sin so deep in your heart that Jesus, the light of the world, cannot reach. So let the light of Christ chase away the darkness in your heart. Come to the light. You may be thinking, how is that possible? How can that light that you're talking about do just that? It's possible because this light of the world that we're celebrating tonight, He's the Son of God, the Creator of the universe. And as God's Son, He came to this earth, born a baby. He lived a sinless life on this earth. And He died a sacrificial death on the cross for your sins and for mine. 2 Corinthians 5 says that for our sake, the Father made His Son to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. It's amazing love. His blood covered the darkest of all our sins. His blood paid the complete price necessary in order for us to be forgiven and set free. He paid a debt that He did not owe, because we owed a debt that we could not pay. And so friends, please, tonight, don't continue to live in darkness. Jesus Christ has suffered and died to give us life, to give us light, to set us free. If you continue on in your sin tonight and into the new year and beyond, you're going to find all that it offers you is a life of despair, a life of war, misery, hatred, darkness. But the good news from the scriptures is that Jesus freely gives all who believe hope, peace, joy, love, and light. So let Christ remove you from darkness. Let Christ expose your heart. Let Christ chase away the darkness from you. It's your choice. It's your choice. John 12 says from Jesus' words, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light." And so, friend, I encourage you, don't put it off. Christmas Eve night, what a beautiful night to turn from the darkness of your sin and trust in Jesus Christ and receive the greatest gift, eternal life through the light of the world. You may wonder, well, how do I do that? It's all about believing. Believing in your heart that God came to this earth, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again. That's how you come to the light. Belief by faith in your heart. You could cry out to God and confess this in a prayer. This prayer doesn't save you, but you could say something like this: "God, tonight, I see myself for who I am, a sinner in need of grace. Your light has shone into my life and exposed my heart, pitch dark without you. But I turn to you right now in faith. I'm choosing to leave the darkness behind and receive your life and light and all that this means. I believe your son died in my place on the cross, that he took my penalty for my sin, and I believe he rose from the dead, and I'm calling on the Lord right now to be my Savior, to give me this greatest gift, eternal life through the light of the world." I wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope you all enjoy celebrating with your loved ones, giving glory to the light of the world. And as you celebrate Christmas and behold with your loved ones the King of all kings, the Messiah, the Emmanuel, God with us, may you always remember that he's the one that gives you the hope, the peace, the joy, the love that you and I so desperately need. Church, as we conclude a year by God's grace and move into another year, may we too continue to let the light of the world keep us from darkness. May we let the light of the world expose our hearts with the light of his word. And may we continue to let the light of the world chase away any darkness that surrounds us. May that be our ambition as we finish well and enter into a new year. Amen? Let me have a word of prayer and we'll continue on with our service. Father, thank you for the light. Thank you for opening our eyes so that we could see, keeping us from being blind and continuing on being lost and fallen in this dark world. Lord, I just praise you for your mercy and your grace in saving us. For those here who have not come to the light, I pray that what they've heard from your word, that your spirit would use it to draw them right to yourself. I pray tonight would be the night where they believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and walk in the light. For us who know the light, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the salvation we have in Christ, the hope, the peace, the joy he brings to us. We look forward to his return. Lord, until he comes, help us to continue to walk as children of light, to walk in the light. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.